So did you get to watch any of the tape yet or anything from last night, or are you just fully enjoying a Victory Monday?
No, I've already watched the tape and picked apart some of the things you did well and some of the things you did not so well. So I've already seen the film.
Josh was talking today again about kind of the lack of the running game and how he kind of went away from it in the fourth quarter. From a receiver's perspective, what's that like, knowing that you guys are going to be lining up to pass almost every play?
It's a great challenge, you know, because we're going against a tough defense like we were with the Titans. They're a good secondary, and they play really well up front, so we knew the Cal had to get rid of the ball fast, and it was definitely a challenge that we were up to, and Brandon Lloyd and Jabbar did a great job of stepping up and making plays for us.
How are you enjoying this role as a slot receiver? Are you getting into it? Do you like it? I mean, the results speak for themselves a little bit.
It's a different role. It's something that I'm adjusting to, and I do like it. I'm able to do different things, be able to catch the ball in space with room to run, and it's kind of like a punt return with some of those flip screens that I'm getting. I just got to set up the blocks the right way. Brian Clady and Stanley did a great job, as well as JD getting out there blocking on the long screen play that we had. Those guys did a great job of running out there and giving extra effort to get their blocks.
What was your perception of the Titans' defense? And did you see the same kind of things Kyle was talking about, the cheap shot tactics?
They're a tough football team, you know, and they're going to play you hard until the whistle blows, and I think that's what they were doing. They were playing until the whistle blew, and it's something that you got to prepare yourself for. And they're a physical team. We got to get ready to play one this week coming up. So the next 2 weeks, actually, the two teams that we got to play are known for having tough, stingy defenses. So the Titans was a good test for us, and I think the guys did a good job of sticking to our game plan and not letting that get us out of sync.
Earlier today, Josh said that you guys had a really bad week of practice leading up to Baltimore last year. What do you think the mindset's going to be, kind of knowing how that game played out, you know, when you guys come back to the facility on Wednesday?
We always want to have a good week of practice just because you feel a lot better going into the game, about your game plan, about the plays that you want to run, and we didn't have our best week of practice. It was I think it was after our bye week,
yeah.
And when you're playing a team like the Ravens, you really got to have a good week of practice and be focused and ready to come out and compete, because it's going to be a tough game, and they're known for their defense, so it's probably going to be a close game that you have to be prepared for and ready to play all four quarters.
You're pretty much forgotten about last season. How nice is it to be kind of a focus this season again?
I don't know. It's always good when you can contribute to the offense and contribute to a win. We're all competitors, so we all want to go out there and make plays for our team. It's good to be in the flow of the offense, and it's good to see that the guys on the outside are playing well, and we're playing together as a team. I think that's what I'm most happy and excited about with our offense, is that we're playing together as one. We're all happy for one another and one past success, and Kyle's doing a very good job of leading us.
Eddie, can you talk about that a little bit? I mean, I know everybody's been talking about Kyle, but I mean, when you talk about the running game not really contributing that much to the offense so far, I know you guys plan on that in the future, but the opposing defense is knowing the pass is coming, yet the level of success that Kyle's had. I mean, I know you thought that he had grown this offseason and become more comfortable in the offense, but he's, I think, second all time in terms of amount of yards after 4 weeks. How do you attribute this such a successful start that he's had?
I think it's a total team effort, you know, and it even goes back to the defense giving us being very competitive over training camp, because I mean, we saw so many different looks and how aggressive our defense is, and with the secondary that we have to face, every day. It really helped us prepare for this season and come into the season confident, knowing what we could do. And Kyle's really stepped up into more of a leadership role. He's more outspoken this year, and guys really look up to him. And we know in a close game that he's going to be there for us. I think he did a great job of staying in the pocket. He took some hits, but he kept getting up and kept staying in the pocket and making the throws that we needed him to make.
You mentioned you watched the film of yesterday. How do you think the game went for you on punt returns? And do you feel like you were pretty close to breaking one a couple of times?
You can ask me that. I feel like I'm gonna break it every time. But it was the guys did a really good job of blocking for me. They sustained their blocks, and we asked Nate Jones and Cassius Vaughn to single up on the gunner sometimes, and that's very tough to do in the NFL, and they did a great job of that. And I'm getting into the flow of it again, and I got a lot of confidence in the guys that are blocking for me. And I looked and I saw, and it was maybe one time that I wish I would have did it a little different. But I mean, you live and you learn, and I got to put it behind me and learn from that. But I'm excited about the group we have out there playing.
Because you had a pretty tight draft class. I've been watching what Ryan Terrain and Peyton Hillis and everybody's been doing elsewhere.
I have, and I talked to Terrain and congratulated him on his touchdown run. It was a strong run that he had, and I'm happy to see it. And Peyton has been playing really well the last few weeks, and I got to play against Brett Kern, the punter from the Titans. So it's good. You know, we had a really close class coming in. We all stayed together and would always go out to eat on Monday nights just to kind of keep that bond going, and Jack Williams out in Detroit. So it's good to see those guys having success throughout the league, and I knew they were all good football players.
Did you end up drafting yourself first in your fantasy league? We talked about that, but the draft hadn't gone on yet.
No, I didn't. Somebody else picked me up. They had a pick before me, so I didn't get a chance to.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, a little bit.
Are you trying to trade for yourself?
No, I didn't. I let them have me. So it would have been better to have myself. So if I don't have a good game, then I only let myself down.